Over the past few years, the Swedish city of Malmö has earned a reputation for anti-Semitism. Members of Malmö's small Jewish population say that walking in some of the city's Muslim neighborhoods wearing a skullcap, a kippah, is to risk verbal abuse and possibly worse. That risk has now been documented by Swedish television journalist Peter Ljunggren. Ljunggren wore a cap and also a Jewish star pendant in Malmö while secretly filming. One scene captures him fleeing a group of increasingly agitated young men as eggs are thrown at him from nearby windows. Later, a young man from that neighborhood describes how on that night he'd gotten a text telling him to egg the Jews. Well, Peter Ljunggren joins us from Stockholm. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And describe what it was like to walk for you, disguised as an observant Jew, through those streets of Malmö.
I think it can best be described as a permanent tension. We met mixed reactions, really, which is important to point out. We had very many meetings with friendly Middle Eastern persons as well, some very warm meetings, but there was a number of occasions with hostility. And those occasions, they made the whole experience being very tensed, and you know, you are on your guard all the time. It was very, very good for me to experience that, because I realize how some Jews in Malmö feel every day.
Now, this is not the old problem of anti-Semitic neo-Nazi skinheads. This is anti-Israel sentiment that is turned into outright anti-Semitism. Do I have that right? And how common would you say that is?
You're right, and it's common enough to be a big problem. It's not all Muslims or all Middle Eastern men in Malmö, not at all, but there are so many that it's a problem. And it's not only on an individual basis either. There are groups, and it's an acceptance of anti-Semitism. It's an acceptance of hatred of Jews in some environments, and that's a big problem.
This report of yours was on the program Mission Investigate a few nights ago. How would you describe the reaction in Sweden to your film?
Oh, the reactions were overwhelming, really. I didn't realize that I would get so many reactions. It was not only in the papers and in the media, but also debates, you know, in the social media. So a lot of comments, and you could see it's a very sensitive subject, and it's a subject engaging people. And I must tell you, a wonderful reaction. The representatives of the Muslim population in Malmö actually went to the rabbi who is harassed. They went to him with flowers and a letter where it said, "Malmö wouldn't be whole without you." So, I mean, that's a very positive reaction, of course, to my documentary.
Well, Peter Ljunggren, thank you very much for talking with us about your film.
Thank you.
Peter Ljunggren is a reporter at Mission Investigate, a program on Swedish television. Later this week, they'll air a documentary on anti-Muslim sentiment in Sweden.